Game on.
Boxing. Now, Ireland this weekend will be represented by a 9-strong team at the European Olympic Boxing Qualifiers in Paris. Six men and three women are going to compete with spots at this year's Olympics on the line. And to talk us through all of the action, former Olympic gold medal winner Michael Carruth joins us on the line. Michael, it is a huge weekend for these Irish boxers, and it's been a difficult time because for so long there's been so much uncertainty. But now they know their fate, and they will know their fate this weekend.
Absolutely, it's the biggest weekend of their lives. You know, some of them have one fight to qualify, some of them have two, some of them might even have three. It's going to be a tough week for them there as well. But again, this is what they've always wanted out of their lives. You know, if any of them hadn't, I don't think any of them, only one of them had gone to the Olympics so far, and that's Brendan Irvine, who has qualified. So he's always just there for. Get some rounds. The bottom line is all the big names: Kelly Harrington, Michaela Walsh, Kurt Walker. I know Kurt's kind of qualified, we think, in his rankings. So it's a huge time for anybody. George Bates from Tala, he has one fight, I think, to qualify. So again, it's just everything on the line for them, you know, because it's the biggest occasion for any amateur boxer or any amateur sports person.
Yeah, it has. And they've been working so hard and the goalposts have been shifted so many times and life has been put on hold. And even at the same time, there's all this outside noise every day. You're hearing reports coming from Tokyo about things going wrong, about people not wanting it. Can you imagine even, Michael, when you were preparing for an Olympic Games, to have to deal with all of that and then go out and try and qualify so close to a Games with so much at stake and having been through so much?
Oh, absolutely. The distractions must be unbelievable for them. But, you know, boxing, like any other sport, tends to have a huge discipline in it as well. And you're sometimes selfish in the sense that you only look after yourself. And it's one of those type of sports that inevitably you have to look after yourself when you get in that ring. And we have a good way of blocking things as well, boxers have as well. But obviously, the people of Japan as well are very, very worried in relation to the amount of numbers that are going to come into their country, and they're on maybe a fourth wave of this thing as well. So it's not great. I think the vaccine rate is very, very poor. I think it's only at 4% now. And I remember doing an interview last week; it was only at 2%. But I can't understand why it's so slow. The vaccine layout there. I know there's a lot more people in Japan than there is obviously in Ireland and places like that. But again, it's one of those distractions that, you know, can get you off your game basically. And you're saying to yourself, why am I doing this training when this thing could be called off? Well, I'd like to put them into a better perspective and say, listen, it's not getting called off yet. Let's go and give yourself the best chance that you can and believe this is going to go ahead. You have to think positive. We can't be thinking that negative. You know, we have to believe that the Olympic Games is going to go on.
Michael Neville, though, decided to opt out. He has decided to turn professional. Obviously, for people who are big fans of the Olympics and amateur boxing, it came as a bit of a surprise so close to the Olympic Games. And obviously, there was a lot to go on with qualification and that. But were you surprised by that decision?
Absolutely. Dumbfounded. I just couldn't believe it. You know, he's got a chance to go to the Olympic Games. He's got two fights to qualify for the Olympic Games, and he's decided to go the other way into one pro. And I honestly just can't fathom it. I really can't. You know, I've never ever heard of anything like this before. You know, the biggest chance is your amateur career to go and go to the biggest occasion of anything. You know, he's gone to Europeans and soon he's gone to World Championships and things like that. But to go to the Olympic Games is the biggest prize of them all. And then to turn professional, okay, the professional rank is for some people, it's not for others. But to do it so close to the occasion is just mind-boggling. I just can't understand it. And I think most of the boxing world can't understand it. You know?
Yeah, because I guess we're probably used to nearly seeing a bigger team as well at an Olympic Games, and to lose people and obviously lost Joe Ward as well recently, it's just disappointing for the sport in Ireland, really, isn't it?
Well, Joe had a good amateur career. So the only thing for Joe was really to, you know, he wasn't going to go to another Olympic Games. You know, he was always going to put himself in the hat for the professional rank. That hasn't gone to plan just yet with him because he sustained a bad injury during the fight. But Joe has served himself well as the amateur team. You can only stay amateur for so long as well, and the young bucks start coming up and start nipping at your heels, you know what I mean? So I think it was the right decision for Joe to turn professional when he did. again, listen, most of these boxers as well, they're on the peripheral of either turning professional after this championship or, you know, are just retiring, you know what I mean? So a lot of them are putting a lot of years into amateur boxing as well, and some of them just probably just want to get out clause with themselves and say, well, I've tried my best, but most of them want to get out because of, you know, that they are an Olympian, you know, and they've done their best for their country. You know, you can do your best for yourself as a professional, that's fine, that's your own keepsake, you know what I mean? But the bottom line is, Joe always done the right thing there by going professional when he did, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any doubt that whether it's amateur or professional, it's definitely grueling and it's a lot of hard work. And just while we have you on the line and before we let you go, tell us a little bit about your own situation now. I know that you've had some eye surgery.
Oh, you got a nice surgery done there just a few months ago. And it's amazing. I was actually sitting here in the office of the club, and I'm always looking for glasses to read me newspapers, you know, and I couldn't believe that, you know, I went from needing glasses to not needing glasses at all. And do you wear glasses yourself?
No, not yet anyway.
You're lucky in a sense, you know, because everybody, particularly my two brothers, Martin and William, are always robbing my glasses, and I'll say the same, I robbed theirs as well, you know what I mean? But I brought down 6 pairs of glasses to the boxing club last week and handed it out to all the guys who needed it, you know, and I slagged them and said, do you want me to read the paper for you, lads? You know what I mean? So, and a big thank you, obviously, to the Wellington Clinic and Dr. Cummins for doing the procedure with me. It was absolutely unbelievable. You know, can't thank them enough.
It does sound like it's pretty life-changing now, listening to you there, all right.
Oh, it's great. Honest to God, you know, I don't need glasses at all, you know, and I just, you know, I love it now, you know what I mean? And I'm reading a piece of paper now from here with you, and then I'm saying, I can see everything, you know, so it's not that I'm blind, you know what I mean? I can see 100 miles down the road, but I couldn't see 3 feet in front of me, you know, so, but it's great that I don't need glasses for reading anymore, it really is.
Right, well, Michael Crew, thanks so much for joining us, and best luck to all of those boxers at the weekend. Hopefully we'll have a few more heading to the Olympic Games. That is all we have time for on the show tonight. Nadine Doherty, thank you so much for joining us and for giving us all of your insight across a lot of sports this evening. We put you to a lot of work, and we will be back tomorrow with plenty to look forward to. Tara Stewart is up next.
Game on. Check out the podcast on the RTÉ Radio Player app.